side we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all I know is the part. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, honest. Showcase, Lord, your way. You get glory, it all belongs to you. If you got a vision, I gotcha. In ministry, I gotcha. And if you look at it, gotcha. I'm KS, I support, yeah. I play exclusives, y'all. I am a team's kid, y'all. It's not about me, it's Christ inside me. I support, ain't no much time, it. Baby, I feel, yeah, yeah. All up inside me, I support,
shout out to the king of supporters. When it comes to the trade of Christian music, KS is a big exporter.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocking down Satan tariffs.
Terrorists.
Negotiate with terrorists. All in your county or parish.
KS
is a Christian music sheriff. Exclusive, exclusive. Name a song, guaranteed he played it.
Yep.
Trips up, trips up. About his situation, tell KS said it.
Big facts.
God covers us well, so it ain't hard to tell who we reppin'. And KS the radio show, hosted by KS,
ooh,
the legend. Let's go.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am the king.
Convo fan, what's happening with you? What's going on, man? I had to hit you guys with something exclusive that I have never played on the Candy Convos nor on the KS radio show, and that was the 2020 KS anthem featuring the Brodies, RL Music, and Martin the Greatest, who is a host of Candy Convos as well as Tavy So Wavy in the building. Marty, man, how you feeling tonight, bro?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good that you play that song, man. To be honest with you, I'm trying to be, you know, humble on it, but me and RL, we killed that mug. Like, jeez.
Killed that mug.
Christ. Woo, that
yeah.
was.
Yeah, it's that was it was bananas.
I enjoyed it.
It was bananas.
That's first
hey, man, how you feeling
tonight,
sister? Really?
Man, I'm feeling good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were making a song today. That's
song about that. That was dope.
Well, you know, KS keeps things under wraps. Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, let me go ahead and give the Candid Convo fam and the KS Radio Show listeners a spoiler and a preview, because for the month of April, I will every show with the KS anthem featuring Marty the Great.
Oh, well, I'm touched now.
Just because people have not heard it.
You're trying to
every
make me cry.
Friday, you're going to hear it.
We just started the show. The waterworks normally don't come late in the show.
But they come
in
early,
right?
Oh, that's sweet.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. Thank y'all, Candid Convos. Those who, you know, angry text him in his DMs and told him we want to hear more of the greatest. We want to hear more about the greatest. I appreciate y'all, my little
exactly.
internet trolls. I appreciate y'all. They working. They out there working. I don't have no trouble.
You funny, bro. You funny, man. Well, yeah, I appreciate you. And again, man, we got something else up our sleeves for tonight from
Uh-oh.
Marty the Greatest out of his out of his catalog of songs. So you guys definitely stick around. But Candid Convos is a show specifically about recent topics that were in the news. And of course,
yes,
the world's most exclusive music. Ooh. So how about we go ahead and start the show? We've all heard the blast off. So let's jump into these topics. The very first topic of the night came a few days ago on a Saturday. You feel me? And this topic is about the secular rapper Lil Nas X, who is releasing a gym shoe titled Satan Shoes. Now, of course, some articles say that it's sponsored by Nike, that they're the creator of the shoe. But little did you know, KS did some research and some digging. Turns out that it is not made by Nike, because, you know, if it was made by Nike, we would have had to cancel Nike altogether. Jordans, everything, jerseys, shirts, everything.
I'm good on all that.
You know, but thank God it's not custom made by this company called Mischief. Now, Mischief is being sued by Nike for using their logo on their Air Max 97s, which, is the shoe that Nike made, and the Satan shoes is made off of that same design. So, Tavy, I gotta know your thoughts on these Satan shoes by Lil Nas X in collaboration with Mischief.
All I know is I will not be putting my feet in them shoes. Cause, I mean, come on now. You hear that, you get this box, right, and it has that symbol on it, you know, with the, what is that, like a star, a circle on it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called? It has, it's supposed to be a drop of blood, human blood, like at the bottom, and with some ink in it, it's like extra red. Now, don't get me wrong. If I was like a whole nother person, you know, that wouldn't care, and then I would get it. I mean, it looked nice, but the only thing is, it's just very satanic. It got the Luke 10 and so on there. It got a scripture thing on there. It has the 666 on there. That's the thing that concerns me. And then in the box that it comes in, it has, like, people getting thrown to, like, the fire hell or so. I mean, I'm like, what is that all about? And, it's crazy. But, I think that with them using somebody else's logo or so, that, and then try to, you know, bring this, make it like a satanic type of thing, I don't think that's good, and I feel like they were wrong for suing them about that, because they were all about Jesus, you know? So why will we be getting some shoes on, and they over here talking about the devil or so, Satan? Oh, no. Like, that's not good. I wouldn't even want to, like, you know, put something out there like that, a product like that, representing the devil himself. Like, because that's a scary thing. Like, you don't know if we're going to get cursed or what. So that's my thing about that. Now, what you think about that?
Well,
I think altogether. Go ahead, Marty.
No, you go ahead, bro. You can go ahead.
So I think altogether, first and foremost, Satan's shoe, you just blatantly out there, right? 21-year-old rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he doesn't know. Or maybe he does know what he's doing. I don't know. But I am totally against this. I'm against anything demonic. Anything unclean, anything that, you know, does not represent the God that we all serve. And
exactly.
Of course, don't get me wrong. I have my share of wrongdoings as well, just like Kurt Franklin, just like anybody else. But this
right.
is just blatantly flirting with the devil. You're just out there doing business with the devil. You put it out there. It's one thing to do business with the devil behind closed doors. It's another thing to put it out there to the public, and then you want people to buy these shoes.
Yep.
Yeah, Lil Nas X is on the road to hell with gasoline draws on, and apparently he doesn't care. Apparently he doesn't care.
Did you see the video?
I saw a clip of the video that he released that's promoting the shoes, which is making people want to buy the shoes. And apparently, of course, he's a secular rapper, so he is all about the youth. He's trying to get into the people in high school. He's trying to get into the youth. And he has blatantly come out like, yeah, I'm gay, blah, blah, blah. These are the fake shoes customized by me, blah, blah, blah. I am totally against this. And whether you share it, whether you acknowledge it or not, I hope for every believer that's listening under the name of Jesus, if you represent Jesus in any way, shape, form, or fathom, I hope that you are adding this to your prayer list and coming against it in the name of Jesus. Marty the Greatest, man, what are your thoughts about these same shoes, bro?
Bro, I'm gonna be real with you. Had a busy weekend, so I was trying not to pay attention to it, like you was not trying to pay attention to the Kurt Franklin situation. I didn't want to, and then bam, you sent it in the group chat, and I'm like, Satan blood, and I'm like, okay, well, hold on, let me, you know, and you know, I remember we had this talk about confirming sources. Make sure that you read more than one article, and I told y'all I went to a journalist class. Well, so I'm like, I'm going to wait until, you know, see what's what. Unfortunately, it goes on Yahoo, it goes on CNN, it goes and so on and so forth, radio stations talking about it. I'm like, okay, that pretty much confirms it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like, why, dude? You know, I mean, It's a lot of people out here who are gay and they just live in that life casually, you know, just as a human being living that life. Then it's just, you know, it's people who seeking attention. I'm not saying that the dude is not gay or what, I mean, because being gay is a choice, but I mean, I don't know whether he is or not, because he is definitely doing attention seeking. And I don't know if it's real blood they did, if they add blood to the shoes. It's blasphemous. It's an abomination, you know, and everybody should condemn it. Just for adding blood in shoes, like, that's health. That's health concerns with that. Like, where are you getting the human blood from? Like, you should be investigated for that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just it's just sad to see people, and then he, for the nerve of him to put a scripture on the sneakers. And I mean, it's just, you know, just shows how serious people don't take God these days, and how they trying to, I mean, literally, there are people who mix booty aspects of Buddhism with Christianity, man. It's sad, bro. I mean, I tell you, if you listen to me now, man, there's so many books you could read, the Revelation to Corinthians, that talk about the end times coming, man. Open your eyes. I don't need to see no more. I done seen enough, you know. It's very well documented that we are close to the end. And maybe not the end of the world, but the end of Mortis and Holman chucking the deuces as I fly up to see my king.
Amen. Lil Nas X released the video, Montero, probably butchered that name of the song, shortly before releasing the shoes, which he released yesterday. And the shoes are going for $1,018.
Wow.
$1,000 for some shoes.
Yep. Over $1,000.
Unbelievable.
That's like $700 for Yeezys, man. So some shoes that look like socks.
Man,
and then, of course, Mischief, they also designed a comparable Jesus shoe featuring the Son of God upon a crucifix back in 2019. Now, I'm not sure if they had any, like, rapper to endorse this. Not sure if they gave the Crea a call or whatever the case may be. But it didn't sell. I don't even know if it was put on the shelves, but or if it was released. But now this rapper Lil Nas X is presenting this shoe called Satan Shoes. And, of course, with us being in the world, people are going to, you know, gravitate toward worldly things. And these shoes, which was released yesterday, they sold out in under a minute. I'm not sure if that's all 666 pair, but yeah. From what I'm reading
Of this shoe that we're talking about?
Of this shoe that we're talking about right now, yes.
Lil
Nas X Satan shoes containing human blood sells out in under a minute.
That conflicts reports that, you know, Nike's going, so they out here selling some bogus pairs of Nikes.
Yes. And Mikey, not Mikey, outraged, and now they are suing the company called Mischief that has customized this shoe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, we will follow up with you guys later on in the upcoming weeks in April about this topic. If anything new, you know, uprises and uproots and more details are released. But the second topic we're going to talk about is the surfer from El Salvador that dies at the age of 22. Marty, can you tell us how they died?
Man, so she was surfing. She was surfing, and it was an overcast, and people do surf when there is an overcast, overshadow, I guess, and lightning struck her. And, you know, luckily she was, not really luckily, she was with somebody. And, you know, they seen her get struck by lightning, and that was all she wrote. But the girl loved, you know, surfing. She was, you know, a lot of her friends and families was hurt. But, man, I mean, in the water, the worst place to get shocked, you know, Alicia. You know, I mean, what was your reaction when you seen the article?
I mean,
not
Diaz,
to be laughing, because it's not a light situation. It's just to think of it. If I was a friend in the water, seeing her get shocked by lightning, that would have been a sight.
Honestly, I couldn't picture that. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Lightning is beautiful when it strikes. Don't get me wrong. I love how it lights up the sky and everything. But Catherine Diaz is El Salvador's top surfer and an Olympic hopeful. And she died training on the beach. She was training on Friday, which must have been, what, the 25th?
The 26th. It was the 26th.
Okay. And in El Salvador, there was a series of electrical storms that hit the area, and she was struck while still in the water. And onlookers reportedly tried to help her until the paramedics arrived. Diaz could not be revived, and she died on the beach. We often hear like different car crashes, like the passenger or the driver died on impact. And it's sad. It really is. It's kind of like the Kobe Bryant situation. Like it was cloudy or whatever. And he had been flying with this man for 10 years. So you would think like you could trust this pilot. And apparently something happened. Death is always uncertain. But like how it happens is uncertain until the autopsies and everything else come back. But in this particular case, this surfer was struck by lightning on the beach while she was training to be an Olympic competitor. And we all know that the Olympics are coming up, blah, blah, blah. And it's just an unseen tragedy that Ms. Catherine Diaz has, died from. Mark, Tavy, what are your thoughts about this surfer, 22 years old, on a good path,
competing
for the Olympics? What are your thoughts about her getting shot by lightning and dying on the beach?
That is the most saddest thing I ever heard, when I read the article. I mean, it seemed like she was really on a good path of paving the way of the most best surfer out there, one of them at least, El Salvador, which, it's not like a good place, but I didn't know that, out of nowhere, just use your life just like that. But it does happen in this lifetime, it does happen. And so you just got to keep praying and stuff. I don't know if she was a Christian or not, and I pray to God she's up there in heaven, having a blast. But I feel for her family, God bless them, and I just hope that they can get through this tough time, the loss of their loved one. And it seemed like she would really be missed, this is my first time hearing about it, and when I hear things like that, it's like, man, she didn't get to, live up until, close to her 30s or so. She's still young. She's younger than my siblings. This ain't happening, I wouldn't even know what to do. That would break me, so, I could see that, how the family would feel and that happened. So, stuff like that, man, that hits hard,
Amen.
It's
definitely unfortunate. Diaz, she was also a chef who opened up her own restaurant in El Tunco.
Wow.
Had been training for the upcoming tournament in El Salvador that is serving an Olympic qualifier. And the Salvadorian Surf Federation shared the news of her death in a social media post. And it read, "A great athlete who has represented our country has left us." And it also said that we will see you soon, great warrior, El Salvador. The whole country is in mourning. And also the International Surfing Association also shared a social media post about Diaz, offering condolences to the family and anyone that was impacted by her, her skills on the surfboard.
Yeah.
But, enough with the heavy. How about we get into something funny? We are going to transition into our third topic of the evening, our third topic of the night. And, Marty, you sent over this crazy article about UFO reports from John Rack. Dive a little deeper into the details and tell us what the report was about.
Look, so we basically been saying it. You know, we had the little metal thing out in the desert just disappeared in 2020. There was a report last year that was released that was, you know, talking about sightings and we talked about the scientists in the other country who basically said the government, the whole world government is going to release it soon and we just going to have to deal with it. Well,
right.
I think it's sometime in this summer, they're going to release a report that is basically going to spill all the beans. This one is supposed to be the one that tells us whether we alone out there or whether we got, you know, some other entities that we don't know about.
Yeah.
So this is crazy. It didn't say a time or a date in the article, but I'm both excited, but also terrified. You know, I'm excited to know finally is there real aliens? How do they look? Do they look like what we creating on movies? Or they look like us? They just live in a different planet, and you know the planet they live helped them to think better, and that's how they could build spaceships. You know, so many questions, but terrified because what if they really want that smoke? What if they want that smoke? What are we gonna do if they can fly here and not and barely be seen? And you know, what are we gonna do? I mean, Tavy, what are we gonna do?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't think the gun's gonna beat these guys, but I mean, because they seem like they're real smart and they know more than we do. I mean, they flying and ships and stuff, and shoot, we flying in airplanes and so we ain't got nothing like that.
Exactly.
They can move fast and stuff, and they move very slowly. It's like they seeking it, so like to find a place where they can, you know, rest on Earth, and they probably searching and stuff. But so far, from what I heard, there's supposed to be like one in like Alaska, Montana, Washington, D.C., in certain places. And I'm like, my goodness, I'm surprised they ain't hit over here. no telling. It might be a lot of them. And that little spaceship. I want to know what's going on, too, so I can't wait.
Well, Marty said that he did not know when the report was coming out. But the article says the report is expected to be released on June 1st. And Radcliffe said that the elements that are hard to explain in the unreleased sightings include movements that are hard to replicate or traveling at speeds that exceed the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom. That is awfully fast. And I'm not talking about running like the Flash either. This is something real, you guys. And I don't know what I'm going to be doing on June 1st, but I'm going to be plugged into somebody's newscast or somebody's website so I can read the report and watch the video for myself. So definitely put June 1st down on your calendar because I'm reading it from Yahoo News as I'm talking to you guys right now. And you guys,
you
are interested in...
They're saying movements that you can't explain?
And you can't replicate it because they're traveling at speeds that exceed the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom.
All right, y'all may laugh at this, but I got a dream. I call it the zoo dream. It's a very bad dream.
Go.
I mean, it's not a dream. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare where powerful aliens came and took over the earth, and then somehow. You know, they found me pleasing to the eyes, and so they put me in the zoo. So I was one of the humans who made it to the zoo. So yeah, so and I would just have to just sit there all the time and try to figure out how to get out there, but you know, but now I was a zoo animal and they had to feed me, and they had to poke me, and they had to study the martyr. So I mean, I was you know, this dream, this really hearing all of this really worries me that dream might, that nightmare might come true.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
oh, no.
After three topics, I think it's time for some music. And we just gave you guys some exclusive information because the report about the UFO is coming out in June. And
oh, yeah.
This month coming up is going to be April in 2 days. And April 16th, the same day that Mortal Kombat comes out, the homie, the Brody, Message Music has a song dropping titled I Don't Like That, featuring the homie Joey Vontaze. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play it tonight. And we're about to get into it right now. So strap in, buckle up, and hopefully, Combo Fam, you guys enjoy this song and give us your feedback. So without any further ado, save yourself Wavy Marty the Greatest. We're about to get into this song by Message Music from Cincinnati, Ohio. You guys turn up. Here is I Don't Like That. Check it out.
Lately I've been out my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. I don't like that, I don't like that. Lately I've been out my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. Depression, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord and I don't like that. Watch me bounce back. Haters got my name in their mouth and I don't like that. 2020, lost my wife and then I got her right back. Got the new whip and new crib, I got my faith back. Lately I've been staying low key and I don't like that. I don't know where I would be without my squad. Got enough faith to move a mountain, that's on God. Had to get back in the race, I felt like giving up. I can see the finish line, I'm about to get this dub. Now they showing love, I done got it out the mud, yeah. I was down and out low, I couldn't trust a soul, yeah. Lost some real friends, turned to fake friends, yeah, yeah. Now I'm up, cut a check, yeah, run it up,
lately,
yeah.
I've been on my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. Lately I've been on my mind and I don't like that. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left.
Devil trying to take my peace away and I don't like that. Told them if he's swinging, I'ma fight back. Took a couple L's in 2020, coming right back. Laughing when I fell, but when I'm winning, they don't like that. Came up blue shades and I can't let them hold me down. Why they have funny around me like Green Day when I come around? It's okay, song go play, I'ma get my rap my cake. He lives all inside of me, whoa. Inside of me, I'm telling Jesus I don't like that. He said focus on me, ain't your problem, let me take that. So I keep it chillin', do his will and I don't look back. When he hit that trumpet, I'll be ready with
lately,
my
I've been on my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. I don't like that,
I don't like that,
I don't like that. Depression, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left.
Amen, you guys, and we are back. That was the homie Message Music featuring Joey Vontaze, but I Don't Like That, which will be dropping next month, April 16th, which of course, as we know, is a Friday because it's the same day that Mortal Kombat is being released in theaters. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. And I'm glad that he chose the Candy Convo show to play it first. Tavy, what are your thoughts?
Man, I love that song, though. Like, I gotta have that song. Like, it's dope. For real. Because I don't like that I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta have it on my Spotify.
Okay.
I don't like that. I gotta get it.
What about you, Marty the Greatest? First time hearing it, what are your thoughts?
I like that. I like that he don't like that because it made him made a good song.
Right.
Amen. And the fact that he got Joey Vontaze on a feature, yeah, game changer. You know what's also a game changer? You know what's also
what's
a game
that?
Changer, Tavy?
What's that?
Banksy. And this painting that highlights nurses as heroes has sold for $16.7 million, which translates to $23.1 million in London, in Christie's London. That is a lot of money for one painting. And it,
yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a good picture. It's black and white. I'm not sure what materials Banksy used, but he is honoring the United Kingdom's health care workers, and it has set a new record for $23.1 million. It's a game changer because it, you know, he's a street artist who donated it to the University and Hospital of Southampton in May 2020 during the first wave of the pandemic last year. It depicts a young child playing with a toy nurse wearing a Red Cross emblem, a cape, and a face mask. In the nearby basket, there are figurines of Batman and Spider-Man who lay forgotten. Marta the Greatest, what are your thoughts about this painting that highlights
not
nurses
surprised.
That sold for $23 million?
Not surprised, bro. That painting is phenomenal. And not just the painting itself, but the message is off the charts. It's crazy, man. Shout out for him. Shout out to Banksy for doing that, man. We need that. You know, we need that. We need to recognize, you know, and not take for granted people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice when we don't have to. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I am considered not a first responder, but I'm considered, you know, essential. I'm an essential worker. I have to help protect the country. But even I still didn't have to do or have to go to work every day. I mean, even as a soldier, they at least let us, you know, basically quarantine just like everybody else. So,
right.
You know, for you know, shout out to the firemen, the police, the policemen, police officers, the detectives, the FBI. Shout out to all those people who are essential, and most importantly, the nurses and teachers. Man, who can live without a nurse, a teacher, a doctor? Answer is nobody. Dave,
nobody.
Would you agree?
I do agree. I fully agree. You know, right now, you know, I've been checking in on my nephews and stuff in the hospital, and the nurses are they're awesome. You know what I'm saying? They do a great job. They're letting my sister know what's going on with them, you know, their oxygen and all that. And they're getting bigger, and, you know, they get healthy. They're just making sure their reflex and stuff is all right. So they are doing an amazing job, and I appreciate all the nurses, doctors, all of them that, you know, they have a part in everything of people's health, and that's which is really important. You know, I stress that a lot. It's really important because people have so many sicknesses, stuff like that going on, and we just really got to, we need a person to be there and be like, look, and, you know, how it's taking accountability on things, and they keep us in line and stuff, and let us know what's going on with us, even if it scares us that much, you know. But in most cases, you know, they be right about certain things. So shout out to all those essential workers out there, you know, that's paving the way and helping us in so many ways. So, that's how I feel.
Amen. $23 million is a lot of money for one painting. And apparently it has sold more than four times. It's never sold at this amount of money. So when I saw the article, I was like, say what? $23 million? You know what I can do with $23 million? And you spend it on a painting? It's a great investment. I will say that because it highlights the nurses. And you, of course, you have your own story behind why you wanted to buy it and why you want to invest and what it means to the artist as a piece of creative art during a pandemic. Because a lot of people in the pandemic, they lost hope. A lot of people lost family members. But here you are, the artist. We don't know what you went through to do this painting, how many hours it took. If you work a 9-to-5 job and then you had to come home and paint. We don't know anything like that, but we thank you for your service, and we thank you for highlighting nurses and the healthcare workers over in the UK, or just the nurses and healthcare workers worldwide. So we thank.
I thank you for
the painting.
I think Banksy deserves a round of applause. To be honest with you.
Well, since you queued it up, we might as well go ahead and give him or her. I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. But we're going to give them a round of applause for this $23 million painting on the Candid Convo Show. Hey, Ben, we do have a caller that called in. We want to thank you guys for tuning in from Cincinnati. 513 in the building, turning up for the Lord with these exclusive, most recent topics and, recent and exclusive music as well. I do want to shout out to Message Music, who I text while we play his song, and I will be sending him the link as well. We do have about 17 more minutes until the end of the show, and I'm going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart because I've been watching it since episode one, and you guys know where I'm going with this on Disney Plus. The Falcon and Winter Soldier. Episode number one had me locked in my seat. Episode number two, it had some racial injustice towards the Falcon, but it kept me locked in my seat. And it is the most watched premiere on Disney Plus to this date. It wasn't Ray and the Last Dragon. It wasn't Soul. It wasn't nothing like that. It was the Falcon and Winter Soldier. And I love this series. If I'm not mistaken, according to the articles that I read online, it's only going to be about 7 episodes. I'm not sure if they're going to continue it after the 7 episodes. But that's a lot of ground to cover in 7 episodes that are, what, 45 minutes? But WandaVision, they did it in 10. But, Tavy, have you got a chance to see any of the Falcon and Winter Soldier series?
No, I haven't. I would have to be, like, put on point on that one so I can catch up. And it would be a good thing once I get to my place. So, I definitely want to get that situated for myself and be up to date on it. And I'm sure it's real dope. And I like seeing different things, even action movies or so. And you said these were episodes, so I like episodes too, you know. So yeah.
Now, Marta, we all know if we have kids and if we have spare time and off days, we never know what we want to watch. Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and now Paramount got an app out or whatever. But the fact that the Falcon and the Winter Soldier was the most watched premiere two Fridays ago. What are your thoughts about this being the most watched premiere on Disney Plus?
Well, I've seen both episodes, and I'm can totally understand why it's the most watched and the most debut for the debut because, you know, it's the afterlife of, you know, Captain America, and it's always that thought, is they gonna do good? Is they gonna screw it up? So Marvel is a big franchise. It's a popular franchise. So of course it's gonna get that attention. But I'm gonna tell you, like, right now, the jury's still out for me. You know, I like the action so far, but I'm just I'm underwhelmed by the storyline. I'm underwhelmed, man. I mean, and I'm, you know, the social justice situation. I was surprised that they went there with it.
Me too.
Know? But I, you know, it was kind of a hint. I don't feel like they went in further enough. You know, it seems as if they touched it just to say they touched it. You know, it was like a check the box situation. I really don't see how it fits in the story. So if it plays throughout the story, the guy who introduced the social justice aspect of it, if it plays throughout the story, then I would say, okay, they was really committed to it. But if not, then, you know, they were trying too hard. But, I mean, right now the action is carrying it, if you ask me. The action is carrying it. And so they're not disappointing, because, you know, we come from Marvel, and I think this is some of the best action in these shows that I've seen. That's the opposite, because Wanda has a good storyline to me, but the action is not all there. You know, when the action
took too long
to
in WandaVision.
Well, it's not that it took too long, but, like, sometimes, like, on the first Avenger, you know, sometimes you lose, you know, the camera moved too quick to see what actually the move was, so you could see whether a boy got jacked up or not. You know, so, but on America, you know, they are doing pretty good on the fight scene. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all. And you know what I'm not also surprised about? That fact that in this pandemic, they finally did us a favor. And they did what I think you suggested, me and you was talking about when we were talking about companies releasing on the apps. And they going to release Black Widow, which would be the first release movie on Disney Plus. And they're going to release it. And I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed. Licio, was you excited as I was to hear the news?
Bro, was I excited? Bro, I almost did a backflip out my sleep, man. Yeah, man, I was excited, man, to hear about Black Widow being the first Marvel film being debuted on Disney Plus. It's not a series, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a spoiler. It's the real thing. And, bro, we have been waiting how many years for this? Oh, my gosh. What? I love Scarlett Johansson. What? Boy, Aaliyah, what's her name? Aaliyah, man, what is her name? The girl that played Honey, what is her name? I'm going to get her name before the end of the show.
Jessica Alba.
I think I've seen that movie.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica Alba,
yeah.
Lord Jesus, I would drink that woman's
water. Okay, yeah.
Bro, I love Scarlett Johansson. She plays Black Widow to a T, and I cannot wait to see the backstory. But we have been waiting on this movie. Marvel fans, Marvel Universe fanatics, we've been waiting on this movie for like 2 years.
I gotta watch it.
No cap.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for July to roll around on the earth, because July will be... when it is premiered, we will have more details coming at the end of this show about when it's coming out. But I am excited to see Black Widow. in July 9th, 2021. I cannot wait. Marvel Universe film to, you know, hit Disney Plus. I can't wait. Marvel does a phenomenal job with their movies, effects, and everything. Storyline and everything in between. So I'm excited. Now, Tavis O'Wave, of course, it's the month of March. It's Women's History Month. It's still Women's History Month. How do you feel about Black Widow being the very first film, movie, to hit Disney Plus in July? What are your thoughts?
I mean, that's a dope thing. I never seen it before, but I'm going to watch it. I just downloaded Disney Plus, so I know it took me forever to even do it because I kept forgetting, but I just did it. So I'm going to be watching it in my home. Yeah.
So let's run through the movies that I'm going to watch. I might see Godzilla versus King Kong on Thursday because it's coming out on Friday. And then in April, Marty, me and you, I might have to come down to, you know, to your city so we can go watch Mortal Kombat and just act crazy together in the movie theater. Because April 16th, I cannot wait.
Y'all need to FaceTime me, man.
Tavi, you need to make sure that you off first before we make any plans. Because you work all around the clock, and you build airplanes in your spare time. So we got to make sure that this schedule is appropriate for us to go to the movie.
You got to let me know what day, you know what I'm saying, what days I need to get off. Now, I'll put it in. I definitely would.
Okay. April 16th is a Friday. You got plenty enough time to put in your date right now. Like, manager, ma'am, sir, whoever you are, whether you like Mortal Kombat or not, I'm scheduling off, and I can care less how you feel. Yeah, because I'm already off on Fridays. So me and Marty, we're in the clear. Now, Katie, you want to be part of this watch party. We need you to be off so that we can all three watch it together so we can scream, shout, and yell, "Get over here!" I'm excited for April 16th.
Can't wait.
And then, of course, after April, we got June. No, April, May, then June. What comes out of May? I don't know what comes out of May. It's Christiana's birthday. I don't know. And then we got Mother's Day. And then in June, we got the Alien Report coming out. And then in July, we got Black Widow coming out. Oh, my gosh!
Yes, my mom's birthday is June 1st. That's why I'm like, oh my God, death happened on that day. And like, oh, yo, it's going to be crazy because I'm supposed to be doing something for her birthday. So I need to.
Happy birthday, mom. We're going to be in the dead.
It's going to be crazy. Oh, God.
Nobody mama's stopping me going to see Mortal Kombat. It's as simple as that. All right? Easy decision. Love mama. Happy birthday. Yeah. But going to see.
Well, it'll keep my mind focused, you know. I won't be crying too much. So, yeah. Something.
Well, we got about 6 minutes left into the show. And I have enjoyed all these topics. Tavi, man, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Well, you can hit me up on Twitter at OfficialTavy and at TavySoulWavy on Instagram. And I also have my Tavy artist page on Facebook, so you can hit me up on there as well.
Hey, man, you guys, just read her bio on Instagram. Her links to every page on all her social media sites is there. We don't want to confuse you guys, but we definitely appreciate you guys following her and supporting her. You can follow me, you know, KS the Legend, everywhere at KS Radio Show on social media platforms, everywhere. And Marty the Great, how can people get a hold of you online as well?
Man, Marty the Great, everywhere. Everywhere, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, at least the places that matter to me and matters to you. And if you don't, I mean, it's Marty the Greatest, man, everywhere, all right? One word, one love. And look, y'all, We almost out of here, okay? And with all these movies, you have to pay attention. And we, if you don't like it, we gonna keep on talking about it because we love movies here, don't we? We love movies
Facts.
Here. So next week, I'm gonna give you a spoiler alert. We might be talking about a movie. And that's okay, because I'm pretty sure y'all like movies too, you know. And this is what the show about, having mm-hmm. cats and combos. And we hope that you enjoy it as much as we enjoy having them. And so until next week, you know, just remember to pray, hustle. Don't be afraid to have candy combos. One of the greatest. Out.
Amen, you guys. We also want to thank our sponsors on tonight, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as Shalom Chic. I am going to play both of their announcements and play Overcome a Prayer, because without them supporting us, without them sponsoring the show, we wouldn't be able to have these candy combos. So here is the announcement by Rosalind Smith Counseling. Check it out.
Hi, it's Rosalind with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Rosalind Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11, and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen, you guys. We want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors on tonight. And if you are listening to the show, then definitely check out the links in the description that will take you directly to their websites and their Instagram for more information, to book them, to find out more information, and even, you know, support them as well. We are going to close the show out with the movie that is dropping next month, Mortal Kombat, by the homie Marty the Greatest. Yeah, he didn't know, but I'm letting him know now. We about to close the show out with Mortal Kombat, and hopefully you guys enjoyed this show. If you did, please like the business page and follow us on social media platforms. And again, like Marty said, don't be afraid to have candid convos. And we will see you guys next Tuesday, which will be the first Tuesday in April. Never know. Might have a cash giveaway. You don't know what candid convo fam, what we got up our sleeves. So definitely tune in next Tuesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. And without any further ado, here's Marty the Greatest with Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
Check it out.
Flesh versus spirit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me trapped. No more running, cause I'm ready for the combat. Mortal Kombat, I'm ready for the combat. Mortal Kombat, I'm ready for the combat. Mortal Kombat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy turned my back, I'm ready for the combat. Somebody please come help this old field of mine. If we keep playing by the rules, we gon' get left behind. I ain't talking about the ratchet or the end of time. Cause I want them girls, cars, houses, and dollar signs. But he's too soft, turning the cheek when our enemies bury us. Instead of fighting like we used to do before our wife married us. Thinking of marriage, boy, you really lost your mind. We had women waiting in line. We could have caught them all like Pokemon. Let me calm down before I lose it. I mean, what good is being the greatest if you can't abuse it? I keep telling this fool this spiritual stuff is useless. So I'm quitting these holy ways, putting this Bible down and chucking the deuce.
Get back here.
Every day is a battle with my brother. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me trapped. I'm running cause I'm ready for the combat. Mortal Kombat, I'm ready for the combat. Mortal Kombat, I'm ready for the combat. Mortal Kombat, I'm ready for the combat. My God,
my
Father, Jesus Christ, thou art in heaven, please hear my humble cry. I really need your presence, cause this flesh you have me overseas pressing. Not towards the marker, towards your blessing. It's on my nerves and stepping, and I'm stressing, cause I'm willing and able, but flesh is tied. He got his dire feelings, leading him to the lake of fire. He wise, but he's so attracted to being a fool. Wanna be found in an in crowd when they lost without you. That why? What's wrong with him? I mean, is he insane? Make me wanna lay hands on him, but not in Jesus' name. God forgive me. I just want him to finally see that he's your son. So in the end, you see the day that you say, well done. Every day is a battle with my flesh. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me trapped.
Hey man, you guys, well, we thank you guys for listening to the show. Again, this is Marty the Greatest with Mortal Kombat. And you can find that track on all digital platforms, including Spotify and even YouTube. So you guys have a blessed night. We're going to close the show out and end it with something exclusive from the homie DB from Illinois featuring Daraj is Alive. And we just want to thank God that you are alive and thank God for just keeping us alive as well. You guys have a blessed Tuesday and a blessed week. And again, make sure you're on time for work in the morning. Here's DB with Alive featuring Daraj. Much love, peace, and good night.
Hey, time to wake him up, and a slug in the cat. If you try to gas, we don't need no reaction. This is for them ones with the drive and the passion. It's a double tap, put the tag on the caption.
Come on,
hey, fashion, this ain't for the average. Flying through your city like Aladdin. Hey, you know that my team ain't never slacking. Yeah, rolling with the king, ain't no capping. This is rap. Call me Young Lazarus Savage. I remember living in the casket. Ayy, tryna count me out when I'm back in. Ayy, wanna see us winning, why you mad then? Take shots, watch out for the odds, know the campaign. Why you always reaching for the block, call the sensei. I'm Karate Kid up on the rock, got the craze. We
just out here reaching for the top, ayy.
I love when I show ya, I love when I'm young, I love when I show ya, I love when I flow, I love when I show ya, I love when I go, I got my truth jam, do my bow, I got my truth jam, and do my pose, I learn from the scripts, I feel the code, I feel the truth tips, I get in the mode, I got my truth jam, I do my pose. I like a lot of blood, the optimist, I got the all spot, and full drive, the boys alive, I'm tryna strive, I'm gonna thrive, MJ number 45, I'm coming with it, and with me there's a crit, an enemy, I'm chopping at the bit, I'm pushing off, I'm tryna push me off, off my game, I stay sane, I'm like Dame with the flame, yeah, like the black mama, shot collar, like King T'Challa from Wakanda. Bitch belong to us, call it duty, better trust. And looking to take out the enemy like Brody Ross. Living out my car, the eye beyond the ball. And playing D like Chris Paul, fearless like I'm small. I'm more alive than I've ever been. And with the sun, I got the wind. Grace greater than sin, homie, I'm alive. I love when I show, yeah. I love when I'm young, yeah. I love when I show, yeah. I love when I flow, I love when I show, yeah. I love when I go, yeah. I got my truth, yeah. Got my truth, yeah. I got my truth jam, I do my pose, I learn from the scripts, I feel the code, I from the truth tips, I get in the mode, I got my truth jam, I do my pose.